Gina in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Good evening.
They wonder why Biden was in the bunker for so long, et cetera, et cetera, and what's going on with him now that he can't do interviews and things like that. And having worked with a lot of dementia patients with hospice and all, I can tell you right now, the state he was in after he won the nomination, so they got him at home and kept him at home, and they put him on medication like Aricept or Namenda.
My mother was on Aricept for a while, which, by the way, for those who don't know, Aricept was a medication, and this was 20-some years ago. But the promise that was made was not that the Aricept would correct the mental decline, but it would slow the rate of mental decline for about 9 months. In my view, I think it worked for that 9 months, but, I mean, again, it only slowed the rate of decline. It did not stop it, or certainly not reverse it. But just for those who aren't familiar, and I would have to think, Gina, that was, like I said, 20 years ago. Don't we have better medications now?
They still use it, but they also have other things that a lot of people, like ADHD patients, use.
Okay,
and they give them things to brighten them up a little bit, like Ritalin or any kind of a speed. But what they were trying to do was halt the progression and try to get him to focus better. And once they assessed him that he was about at top speed, they put him out there. And he did okay for a little while, but now you notice that the stress of the job and the hours that he's putting in, he's declining again.